We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Houston Astros general manager Jeff Lunau. Manager A.J. Hinch suspended.
Cora would be on the hot seat.
What's going on?
It's a sad day. You can't find a day where a team had multiple significant suspensions like this since the Black Sox.
He could be the first guy banned from baseball since Pete Rose.
Alex Cora should be banned for life.
You, I think, have mentioned or floated the idea of maybe talking to Bill Belichick.
What? I'm sorry.
Do you want to do that?
I just want to ask him.
We're working on Miami.
I think it's as bad worse than anything the Patriots ever did.
How can the Red Sox, I don't care how much they love him, he has to go. It's a terrible precedent.
Hashtag hot seat.
Right now.
Go get a ham sandwich or maybe some boudin or something.
Great fried potatoes.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, it's day two. It's day two of the latest scandal in professional
sports.
Are
we calling this? What are we calling this?
It's got to be a gate. So we got to put a gate to it.
So stealing gate. Sign gate. Take the sign. It doesn't really, this is why baseball sucks.
Trash gate.
Trash gate.
Well, in Houston, it would be the garbage can, trash can gate.
No, it's got to end with a gate, but what do you put before it? Deflate gate was so good. Spy gate was awesome.
Well, you can go video gate.
Video gate.
I don't know.
Video gate. Sure.
It's not as catchy.
No, it's not nearly as cool.
Can
but
I tell you,
catchy.
Though?
Whatever.
In the end,
it's baseball.
Very similar, but it's not catchy.
In the end, it's Cora who's getting the gate. There's no question.
He would be getting. What do you call that? It's a hockey term. What was that again? Taking the pipe.
Taking the pipe.
He is taking the pipe.
I must tell you, the thing unfolded yesterday while we right when we went on the air at 2:00, and we were reading through the whole commissioner's report and whatever, and having an opportunity to digest the whole thing. I almost think this is a setup.
What do you mean?
A setup against Alex Cora. When you read the whole thing and you go through it all, that the commissioner's looking at it saying,
it's a setup. I mean, it's pretty much the laying out the facts.
Yeah, but the commissioner's looking at it right now, and he's not throwing anything Cora's way right now, but he's really setting him up. So, because he goes through the whole thing, and he says, when I initially told people and gave a mandate back in September 2017, we weren't going to blame the players, because God forbid, we don't want to attack the players and the Players Association, but it's going to be general managers and field managers who are going to take the pipe if any of this stuff happens again.
Right? Yeah.
So in the report, obviously, he nails A.J. Hinch. He nails Jeff Lunau, even though, boy, they got kind of some excuses. I didn't know what was going on. I had no idea. Really? They had some excuses. They clearly point the finger at the players and Alex Cora.
Yes.
And Cora is all over this thing. I think we mentioned 11 times his name is mentioned. He's actually mentioned more than that, because he's mentioned as
the bench coach.
The bench coach.
Yeah.
Or one was a mid-level executive, a mid-level field executive. That was another one I think I saw. He is all over this thing. But where is the hue and cry right now? Because I think it's going to be a lot worse for Alex than I thought yesterday. Forget A.J. Hinch got a year. Alex is going to get two. Alex, I hate to, because I laughed at somebody who said this yesterday. Maybe he gets a lifetime ban. Maybe he gets a lifetime ban. It's almost like they are setting him up in this. He looks so bad in this.
I think that's where everybody needs to kind of just, okay, just pump the brakes.
No, I'm saying it's over the top.
No, well, you know what?
But
you know
all
what,
of this is over the top.
Firing him is over the top. Suspending him for a year is over the top. That's enough. He will get suspended for multiple years. Who knows? He will eventually get fired. That's just the way it goes. But I want to go back real quick, because my issue today, I feel like this should be the theme of the day. At least it's going to be for me.
What's your theme?
Okay, my theme is, why doesn't anybody mention the players?
Because you have a strong Players Association. You have in football.
The fact is, no, that the NFL Players Association defends their own, but they just lost one time, Glenn.
Please.
The fact is that this entire report talks about the players and how they participated in it.
The players and Cora.
Whatever.
It was players driven.
Cora. It's the players who are actively cheating. The players who are asking for it, driving it, pushing it forward, looking for other advantages for themselves, being okay with cheating. That is what they did. Well, it's been going on forever. Doesn't matter. I'm sure they read the report. I'm sure the agent hint said, listen, guys, we're not doing this anymore. Put it up on the bulletin board. The fact that the players get no penalty whatsoever is just beyond me.
So the
they would not name names, call them out, or suspend them.
So the because it is a union, and they start suspending players. You're right, though. I mean, when you look at it, this to me is like smells of, you know, we're not going to suspend a guy for taking steroids. We're going to suspend the doctor who kind of put the scheme together, right? Because we don't know which players are doing it because we can't test them right now. We will in a few years, but right now we can't. So let's arrest the doctors. Let's suspend them from the game. But you're right. I mean, the players are the ones that are benefiting it.
Cheating.
The one they're doing the whole scheme as well. The problem is, I mean, Alex is all over this thing.
Oh,
the thing that I get today is you know, guys are writing about it. I know Buckley and Shaughnessy. They need to fire him now. They need to fire him now before it even comes out. Listen, he's fired, okay? And he's not coming back. I know Dan Shaughnessy said he's got a couple people say they're going to stick with him. They just, to me, it's a formality. They're sticking with him until the suspensions come out. But I think he's gone. I think Bloom and front office, whatever, they're putting his staff together and trying to figure, okay, what should we do? Who's going to manage this team? Because if you fire him now, you know, Taubman was in this report, the guy that was fired by the Astros in November, okay? He can't have anything to do with baseball until the end of the World Series. But nowhere in there does it say, hey, by the way, when you fire Taubman, you know when you fire him, you got to pay his whole salary, right? Okay, you still got to pay his whole salary
because
he's fired.
Past tense.
He just can't work in baseball anymore. So if the Red Sox fire Cora now, they got to pay his last 2 or 3 years. I think 3 years maybe. I think he has. They got to pay a 3-year contract. So then when they come out and suspend him, you still got to pay him.
Yeah, that's
he's already gone, in my opinion. They're going to replace him. They're going to think about their staff. They're going to wait for the suspension to come out so they don't have to pay him for the next 2 years because he's probably going to get banged 2 years.
Let me go back to what you said about the players, because the Players Association is part of it. And the commissioner knew that in September in 2017 when they fined the Red Sox for screwing around with that Apple Watch, if you remember, because they were basically doing the same thing, using the Apple Watch to communicate. At that time, the commissioner came out and sent a mandate to all of the teams. This is why John Henry and the ownership group of the Red Sox have to be concerned about this. Because what he basically said at the time is, it's on the hands of the ball clubs, it's on the hands of the general manager, and it's on the hands of the field manager. And if this happens again, those are the people that will be affected by it. So if I'm the Players Association, because you're totally right, this is all player-driven, and the players are all over this, and they're doing it, and maybe, I don't know, A.J. Hinch knew about it, but he wasn't participating, and Jeff Lew now might have known nothing about it. It really was player-driven. But the players, you can't nail the players, because you came out in 2017 and said, from here on in, this is what happens if anybody does it again. You never said the players were involved. The Players Association have you by the balls.
Okay, that's fine. The hypocrisy of this is beyond.
I agree.
You're right. Because it's almost like it's the same thing in the NFL. It's the same thing in the NFL. Hey, we don't want our guys to get caught smoking weed. We don't have to sit there and discipline our players for smoking weed. We really wish it would be legal so we wouldn't have to deal with it, because we know they all smoke it anyway. So here's what we're going to do. In order to protect them and us and the shield, we're going to make sure, we're only going to test them once. We're going to tell them ahead of time when it is. We're going to give them ample time to, if they are smoking it, get it out of their system so nobody gets flagged for smoking weed. Once that's over, smoke it every day. Smoke it during practice. Smoke. It doesn't matter. So they protect them. This is the same thing Major League Baseball is doing. But to me, I don't know how nobody is sitting there saying, I know what they said in the report. I know how they're only saying it's only managers. But at some point in time, listen, they're the ones doing it. How can they not retroactively go back and say, you know what? I changed my mind. Springer, Correa, you name it. All you guys, are all fined 40 games.
Because the Players Association would have them by the balls, as I just told you. Because there's no precedent. Matter of fact, if I'm the Players Association, I simply come back to MLB and say, hold on, this is the memo that was distributed by the commissioner in September 2017. Where does it say that players will be reprimanded?
Well, that's the problem.
You never said that.
That's
you
the
said
problem.
General managers and field managers and organizations.
General
would be.
Managers.
You never said anything about
so
players.
So the players can cheat all they want.
Yeah.
Yes.
So somebody comes out there and names names. So now, some pitcher comes out and says, you know what? I know Mookie Betts was stealing signs, using signs that were stolen.
Manfred's going to come back and say, well, the manager is the one that should have taken control of this situation. Yeah, the players are looking for an edge, but you're the manager. This is why I'm telling you. I'm telling the GM so you can oversee all this. I'm telling the manager so you can oversee the players. So if the players are doing something, it's your ass.
So there's no consequences whatsoever. Every single team had their hand in the cookie jar. All of them. All of them were cheating. All of them were screwing around. It just so happens, because they're all guilty of doing the same thing, all of them. It just so happens that the Red Sox were caught with their hand in the cookie jar last.
Christian.
So they're gonna bear the burden, and they're going to have to deal with the consequences.
Well, their manager was caught in a cookie jar twice.
Right. Exactly. Same commissioner, by the way, who told the entire world that I don't care what the players say, we're going to have a pitch clock, and we're going to have it this year. And then came out 2 months later because he realized that he had no shot of getting this thing passed because the Players Association has so much power. He came out and said, well, we're going to include it in the 2021 collective bargaining agreement. Come on. And the problem is the Players Association would kill him, because you're right. This was player, they were involved in it heavily. They were running the damn thing along, it seems to me, with Core. I want to get to Core. I want to get to Core in this next segment, because I never thought I would say this. And having really read through this thing, I really get the feeling that Core is not only screwed, but it's worse than I thought it would be. And it might be 2 years. It might be a lifetime ban. We will get to all of that and your phone calls coming up next right here on OMF.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier on WEEI.
Rob Manfred went so far as to call this a player-driven scheme and yet did not discipline the players because he understands that the MLB Players Association would have fought against any suspension and tangled this up potentially for years. Instead, he went back to the memo he sent out September 15th, 2017, telling teams that if you have any technology-driven illicit activity, the general manager and the manager are going to be the ones held responsible. And he held firm to that edict.
That's Jeff Passan talking about exactly what Christian was talking about, because the players are all over this, but the commissioner, in setting the standards going forward back in September 2017, remember that was after the Red Sox were caught actually cheating with the Apple Watch. He only put it on general managers and on managers. So for all those people that say that he's got to come down right now on Alex Cora for something that happened in Houston, he really can't. But you read the report, the 11-page report, and Alex Cora is all over it. He is portrayed by the league, I believe, is the mastermind of this, to the point where he's getting certain TVs installed and positioned in certain places. Excuse me, you're the bench coach. You're doing all of this stuff for what reason?
I can't let it go. You know, and Passan, you know, talked about it, how Major League Baseball said, you know what, we don't feel like dealing with the Major League Baseball's Players Association. We don't want to go down that road. We'll be down there forever. So screw it. Why bother? Even though they're the ones that are at fault the most. Your players, who you advertise for, who you try to market, are the biggest freaking cheaters in all of sports.
Christian, I hear you, but now you're going down, you know, this rabbit hole.
Let's go together.
But, yeah. I already think you've gone too far down this rabbit hole.
What, the players?
No. I think I believe. Now, I'm looking at this thing right here. Odds to be the manager of the next Red Sox, or the Red Sox, next manager, right? Ron Ranicki's the favorite.
How?
Okay, Tim Hyers is on this thing.
How?
Ukraine just fired A.J. Hinch. You think he's going to hire his bench coach who was standing next to A.J. Hinch when things were going on last year or the year before, whatever, was on his staff? Do you really think that the John Henry's going to sit there once he lets go of Alex Cora and says, yeah, Ron Renicki, your bench coach, you probably had nothing to know what's going on last year, right? You're our new manager.
That's crazy.
Tim Hires, the hitting coach. I say it's gone down too far because I think both staffs could be gone, and they might need whole new staffs in both cities. It's not over. The goal is to get rid of this in the game of baseball. How do we get rid of it? All right, we got a video replay room right at the edge of the dugout. How about you put it up at the freaking radio booth? How about you put it up in the fifth floor and look up there and give you whatever? Communicate that way. No, it's right there at the dugout. Should have done that 2 years ago. Should have moved that upstairs, not next to the dugout. Find Alex Cora's entire salary. Same with AJ Hinch. Manage for nothing. $500,000. No manager will do that ever again. Instead, they're getting everybody fired. Everybody's fired. And I think that's gone too far.
So
I think
on.
That's ridiculous.
Okay, so you're the owner of the Red Sox, okay? And you know that this memo was sent out. You know that there were direct orders. There were clear guidelines of what you could and could not do. It was right up in your face. I hired you to run the team, to protect my investment. You, Lou Maloney, mm-hmm. I hire you. You see it. You say, screw you, I'm doing it my own way. All right, you're the owner. What the hell? I just flat out sat out and I just screwed you. You told me what to do. I disregarded your orders. I did what I wanted to do, and now you're embarrassed. Now you look like a chump. You're going to keep me on as your manager?
Wait, are you talking about Robert Kraft?
Stay in your lane.
No, are you talking about... Are you talking about Robert Kraft when he got a memo from the league to stop videotaping and Bill Belichick made you look stupid? And you sat there and said,
you
just paid him a fine.
Why can't you answer the question?
No. I'm just wondering.
Baseball is finally being talked about, and you're bringing in football.
I'm just wondering.
No, I'm wondering why you won't answer the question.
But if you're,
because the answer is you would fire him.
I would fine him $500,000, just like Belichick got.
You're full of it.
Just like Belichick got.
You would not.
That's what I would do.
Fire him.
Yes. No, I would not.
I would like to believe you.
I would suspend him. I would maybe for a month.
After
fine him for about for half a million bucks.
You're full of it.
The Astros are lunatics.
You're full of it.
I think the league would.
You're full of it.
I'm saying the league probably sat there and. Listen, after that punishment, if I'm the Astros, there's only one thing to do, and that's get rid of everybody. Same thing with what John Henry's going to face. But I love it. I get people that are like, hey, listen, if the league tells you not to do it, they send out a memo not to do it, you're that arrogant. You cheat the system. You cheat the game. You cheat the integrity of the game. You deserve to get banned for life. My question is, are we talking about Belichick or Cora? Because you tell me what's the difference.
Here goes, I mean,
what's the difference?
Hold on. Stay in your
what's
lane.
What's the difference?
If you want to have a football
why
topic,
is this guy supposed to be banned and that guy doesn't
that's
even
baseball.
Miss a game?
That's baseball.
How? You tell me.
You still haven't answered the question.
What's different? No,
you
I would do what they did with Bill.
Okay.
I would have fined him $500,000.
You think.
And then I would have put
all,
him in the Hall of Fame.
You're so
$500,000. I wouldn't
you're
have had to miss
so
a game.
Jealous.
I wouldn't have had to miss a game.
You're so jealous.
He didn't miss a
Why
game.
Why are you so jealous? It's
he admitted
okay.
it that he did
admitted
it.
Admitted what?
He said I was sorry. It won't
Why
happen
is this
again.
A football issue?
I misunderstood the rule.
You're so
because
bad.
It's the same.
You're pathetic
thing.
Right now.
It's the same thing.
Okay, but it isn't, though.
But nobody called for a
Here
lifetime ban there.
Oh, yeah. Lots of people. Oh, wait. Hold on a second.
Locally?
Are you kidding me? You're kidding
Locally,
me.
Locally. That was the
it's
birth
worse.
Of Thornton.
Nationally.
Christ.
Nationally. Every single syndication was calling for his job. Vacate
Locally?
Super Bowls. I'll give you another example.
Locally.
Give you another example.
Out in front of 80,000
Give you another
people.
Example. Okay. You hire a guy to do an addition on your house. You hire him. Okay.
I hate real life comparisons to sports.
Okay. Well, whatever. Keep it in sports. You hire a manager. Say, listen.
Bill
Sheet,
fan
love
for
you.
Life.
Don't lie to me. If I give you, or there's not a lot of things I'm not a big deal. Like, listen, it's not a big deal. I'm not going to micromanage you.
A builder?
There's a couple. No, we went back to sports. You don't like real life examples.
Okay.
Back to sports.
Keep
hey,
it to sports.
I'm not going to micromanage you, but I just can't have you lying to me. And if there's certain things that are important, I need to know I can trust you. I need to know that I can rely on you. Not for you to make me look stupid,
okay.
To look ridiculous. And a man in my position cannot be made to look ridiculous.
I agree.
So I think there's just, mm-hmm. is vague as some of the rules are, and as much as it's been going on, the fact is that you got screwed.
I agree.
And it's, now you
and
have to deal
the
with the recourse.
And you continued to videotape the sidelines. And you made me look ridiculous.
It's like you
really, made me
you
look
have the stage
ridiculous.
To yourself. You have the stage to yourself.
No, I like the stage.
It's all of you. No, you don't. You keep bringing in football like
matters. No. It's very
that
similar.
Train is gone down the track. We'll see you in Canton.
But you got to admit.
See you in Canton.
It's extremely similar.
He does have a legitimate point.
It was it's extremely similar.
Here's
hold
the difference.
Wait a second.
Here's
please,
where you should have jumped
out of
on this.
Please stay out of this.
Why?
Please stay out of it.
Extremely similar. Contrary to what Chatham says.
If you want to.
Matt, you know nothing about baseball. Stay out of the conversation.
I will debate
back
with
at you. How's
I will
that
go
feel?
Back. I will debate this with you.
Same exact
break. And I think you're in parts you're right. Okay, but my issue is stop bringing in football. Let's just deal with the here and now.
Okay.
Let me ask
you differently.
I just want to know. Some guy. He just lied to you. You trusted him and he screwed you, Lou. You telling me
is this the
Italian
first time
mafia guy? It's like the third time. Now you find out he's got a history of doing it, and he brought that crap into your living room. You have to let him go.
I don't care
how tough you are.
I would fine him $500,000.
How loyal you are to him.
$500,000.
You don't have a choice.
Let me
you can't trust him.
Let me ask you this then.
I want to mess up and have you as my boss.
Do you feel? How do you explain the difference between the local feelings of very similar situations in? Both managers got memos to stop, and both were arrogant and did it when they probably didn't need to do it.
Taking signals out in front of 80,000 people.
One guy thinks that the league was too hard on him. Jesus Christ. The other thinks that the manager should be banned for life.
Because the fan
how
base.
How do you explain it
because
to him?
Because, hold on, the fan base.
How do you explain it?
They react differently.
I said, hold on.
They
I
react
said
differently.
It.
You know
listen,
that.
Yesterday,
well, apparently they do.
The Red Sox fan base scrutinizes the team, the manager, and the players far
they got
more
a sack
than the Patriots.
Patriot
do,
fans
yes
are a bunch of hoodies that are just the sheep.
They're different.
Listen, okay. Lou, yesterday it was obvious just based on like the first five calls that we had, the attitude towards the Red Sox. It was amazing how aggressive they were.
Yeah,
and I was like, whoa. And I said yesterday, if this was the Patriots, the local sentiment would be excuse, denial.
Yes.
No big deal. Why are we so upset? The national approach would be get rid of their Super Bowls, fine them for life, never let them throw a football, don't let them go to Canton, take away the Super Bowls.
Can I give you one more?
Talking about stealing. Can I give
you one more? You're getting the
both going on.
The Buckleys of the world, the Shaughnessys of the world, the Tomasis of the world, locally here, and they all personally like Alex Gore. They do. They all admit that they like the guy. I'm not sure that a lot of those same people felt the same way about Bill Belichick, right?
No, I know, but a lot of those guys said you got to come down hard on Alex Gore and suspend him for 50 games. That was a week ago.
Yes,
and that, now they're writing articles saying you got to ban him for life.
No, you got it, and you got to get rid of him this week. What I'm telling you is, I don't
got a big difference. No,
I you guys were so good going back and forth. Isn't it great when the two of these guys fight with each other?
This is crazy.
Can we have this more often?
He actually stayed out of it.
I would like
Glenn
someone
said maybe five words this
to
whole
try
break
to explain the difference between the two.
I just explained the difference.
No, you brought up the difference.
I just explained the difference.
No, you just kept saying
there's
nothing.
No,
difference in attitude.
It's an attitude towards the sport.
I'm talking about infractions.
As far as a Bill taping the sidelines?
Yeah, for
sure,
6-7 years. Nevin reports on everything.
Oh, 6-7 years right now. So the football situation was the same. Everybody was taping from certain areas on the field. Everybody was. They said, hey, don't do it. They did it anyways. They got caught. They got fined.
No suspensions, no lifetime ban, no firing.
First time
offense. What happened?
No, he didn't bring anything. Wait, did Bill bring anything from the Giants that he was guilty of?
First time
did he
offense
bring anything from the Cleveland Browns that he was guilty of?
First time offense.
Did he bring anything from Navy that he was from Detroit?
Can I help
what
you
else
out
did he bring with
first
him
time offense?
Can I help you out, though, with your it's not first time offense. Can I help you out? So the Red Sox were actually caught in August of 2017 actually cheating with this. Okay.
Yeah, but that wasn't Cora.
Okay.
It wasn't Cora.
I understand that, but it was the organization. It's irrelevant.
So fine.
It was the organization. So
I feel like you guys are milking it all these different things.
I'm giving you evidence here, some help with all of this. So for the Red Sox, it could be worse because what they did is they were the ones caught. The first time it happened in 2007 for New England, it was the first time they literally got caught. What they got caught for before was something totally different. It was the first time they got caught with this specific infraction.
So the memo getting sent out to the league had nothing to do with the Patriots.
No, but this one had everything to do with the Red Sox in 2017.
I know, but that one didn't have anything to do with the Patriots.
That's
in
right.
In 07, the memo had nothing to do with the Patriots.
That's right. It didn't.
Yeah, but see, again, there's I think they're
it's
all
a few
independent
articles.
There's Cora, that is bringing his own baggage with him. And then there's the Red Sox that had their own baggage starting with Farrell. So, to me, there's two different situations that are going on.
We're
going to
take a break. We'll get right back, and we'll open up the phone lines. And I'll give you my reasoning on why I think Cora is screwed far more and worse, I think, than we ever felt he was. And then how he might be set up in all of this. 617-779-7937. Right here on OMF.
OMF. We return to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
This brings a lot more meaning to Alex Cora's quote where we scored 16 in Yankee Stadium, suck on it.
He could be the first guy banned from baseball since Pete Rose.
Something like this comes out. It's complete embarrassment. They should get even more severe punishment than the Astros if they're found guilty.
He's a cheater, and he tarnished the 2018 championship. I'm a diehard Red Sox fan. Everybody has a right to say it's tarnished now, that championship.
Cora is toast. He was the mastermind behind this. He's gone.
Alex Cora should be banned for life. We're not talking about steroids here. We're talking about the Black Sox scandal.
This is so stupid that you had to do it. My opinion, fire Alex Cora now.
Those are Red Sox fans wanting Cora to be out. It's amazing.
Do you think that guy knows what the Black Sox scandal was?
No. Probably not. Maybe. I mean, they were in on the outcome of the game. Under the table.
Bets. Throwing games, correct? Trying to lose games.
Lose games on
to win money.
It's a little bit different, I would
BC,
say. Than
you
1990.
Think BC basketball.
But it's easy because most people don't know what happened in 1919, you know, who was around. Steve Buckley and a few others. So
I think that I'll say this, and this gets clouded somehow. I had to go on the morning show because apparently those three idiots couldn't understand what the hell I said yesterday. But Danielle. Alex Cora deserves to get suspended.
An idiot.
Well, whoever could. I didn't even hear the lady in the room.
She's one of them.
HR will be calling you tomorrow.
Hey, he said before that Alex should get suspended. He got a memo. You know, he was involved in Houston. He got a memo. They blew the memo off, and they did. It was arrogance. It was stupid. Because I would also make the argument that how much did it really help? That's what I'd like to know. How much does it really help? It helps. Does it?
Yes. And I agree with you. I agree with you about being on second base. It is very difficult to do. The trash can thing, though,
it
affects the very next pitch. If you're doing whistling or some other sound effect, it is affecting the very next pitch. So, and you can see it. Matter of fact, chasing pitches, the numbers that are out there, when you look at the Houston Astros in that 2017 season versus before or after, are remarkably
different.
Banging
a barrel with nobody on. You got a catcher that doesn't realize he's being preyed upon, and he's putting down a one or two or three. You know, you're playing smarter teams that kind of aren't the White Sox that go with nobody on. They put multiple signs with nobody on base. There's a reason for that. Why do you think that is? Nobody is on base. We're going to use multiple signs. Why do teams do that in the game? Because I know a lot of teams do. Why do they do that? Because they know what's going on. So they combat it. So with teams that combat it, after three pitchers, if you're on second base, you change the signs up. You're done. You're now no longer. So you might get the occasional pitch a couple times a game, but it might be a ball. Who knows? I don't know. But I think the benefit of stealing signs and using them at second base is so much harder than people realize.
No, I think you're right about that.
I don't think this is that much of an impact. You might get a benefit once in a blue moon, and that's what it's all about, trying to find that one chance, that one advantage you get.
I tell you what. To get that one
And that's
little,
why it was stupid to do.
Okay, but to get that tiny little advantage, they're putting together schemes here that we're now learning from all of the people that were interviewed, players, coaches, etc., that it was pretty extensive. They went to a lot of work to formulate systems to do it. You had to gain an advantage. And the numbers clearly show it, Lou. They clearly show the numbers of the Houston batters. Now, let me just give this one thing about Cora and why I think they're setting up Cora for all of this. We already talked about the only people that are going to...
Who do you mean, the league.
And the only way that the league could penalize anybody with this was the general manager and the manager. And when you read through all of this, don't you get the feeling that A.J. Hinch didn't know that much? At least Major League Baseball kind of presents
Luenao knew nothing.
Nothing.
A.J. Hinch knew what was going on.
He
disproved of it at times.
Right.
Smashed the monitors on a couple different occasions, the monitors.
I, But he wasn't one of the guys that was doing this every day.
No,
wasn't
he knew it.
Right. Okay. So and they even say it in here, and it's amazing. Witnesses consistently describe the new scheme as player driven, and with the exception of Cora, non-player staff, including individuals in the video replay review room, had no involvement in the banging scheme. And then it goes on to talk about what Cora did. And Cora had a technician put a TV in a certain spot. And again, Cora. And then you look further on into this thing, and they talk about how they did it in the 2017 season. Who was the bench coach? Alex Cora. And then it talks about at some point during the 2018 season, interesting, no Cora in 2018 in Houston, the Astros stopped using the replay review room to decode signs because the players no longer believed it was effective. The investigation did not reveal any attempt by the Astros to utilize electronic equipment to decode and transmit signs in the 2018 season. So now let's fast forward you to Boston in 2018. Cora took the whole system with him. Mm-hmm. That's under investigation there, right? So they stopped using it when Cora left. Boston is under investigation right now with Cora as their manager, their field manager, for doing exactly that. And oh yeah, now we go to 2019 because the Red Sox won in 2018, like the Astros, who were aided by the Cora system, won in 2017. In 2019, prior to the season, the commissioner's office issued a revised policy governing sign stealing, which among other things included the placement of individuals retained by the commissioner's office in the club's replay review rooms to ensure that no rule violations occurred. The practice that began in the 2018 postseason, the investigation revealed no violations of the policies by the Astros in 2019. So the Red Sox suddenly couldn't do it in 2019 because they had an independent guy who was sitting in that video replay room. Cora could no longer do it. And what were the results in 2019? What happened to the Red Sox? They finished 19 games behind the Yankees.
I know. And they had an independent league official there for the 2018 postseason, correct?
They had what?
They had an independent league official in the video replay room.
Postseason 2018.
Postseason of 2018.
Yes.
When the Red Sox walked through the playoffs.
Yep, so they couldn't use it in
2018.
But they won 108 games during the regular season with it.
Right.
And how many did the Astros win in 2017?
I would argue the postseason run was more impressive because you actually beat good teams. So that's why the whole thing about the Dodgers bitching and whining like a typical left coast.
Oh, jeez.
What?
Here we go.
Oh, I'm sorry. Like, they beat you in five games, bro. You had, like, you know, a guy sitting in the video room. Hang with them. They were better than you. The postseason.
Yeah.
Regular season? All right. But the guy that called in and said they hit 430 with two outs in scoring position in the postseason, apparently he doesn't realize there was a video guy from the league sitting right there and not allowing him to do it, right?
Yeah, but if you're Major League Baseball and you're looking at this pattern from 2017 and then Cora leaves.
No.
Houston,
here's the thing.
Stops at Boston.
You could make the argument that the Astros got screwed, that Lou now knew nothing about it, that A.J. Hinch disproved it. I mean, disapproved it, didn't like going on.
Correct.
Those guys should not have gotten suspended and for an entire season.
The report.
You could argue that Alex is the one that should be suspended for the entire season.
Yes.
Okay? And he's going to get fired.
Right.
And he should get fired.
Right.
For bringing this whole thing over here. I think the initial assessment on what you read yesterday about the Astros and what in A.J. Hinch and Lunau, that was over the top.
Yeah, I agree with you. And the report clearly.
Let me just
read one more.
The whole staff's going to get fired.
Right. Rather than the 2017 scheme at which the players banged on the trash can, was, with the exception of Cora, player driven and player executed. So the players were all involved. They weren't blaming Hinch. They weren't blaming Luna. They were blaming Cora and the players. The attempt by the Astros replay review room staff to decode signs using the center field camera was originated and executed by lower level baseball operations employees. Cora, working in conjunction with the Astros players. So it goes on and on and on to talk about Cora.
We'll see. Okay, so
and let me just give you one more.
Go ahead.
So there are two problems the Red Sox have. One, Cora was the mastermind of Houston in the investigation, but the commissioner really couldn't do anything to him, like he couldn't do anything to the players, as you mentioned, Christian, because he had already mandated it would only be general managers and managers. But the whole book here is all Cora. Now the Red Sox investigation comes up. Cora's the manager.
Oh, he knows he can wait.
Right.
Well, he knew he could wait.
Right.
And I'm sure that he would love to be able to touch Carlos Beltran a little bit, too, through this investigation, but he can't.
Not unless he does it with the Mets
this
year.
No, he can't. And he won't. And he won't. You know, so Cora's gone. I know people want him fired now. I'm sure he's gone. Because we know that these penalties are going to be just as much as A.J. Hinch. And given what happened in Houston, they got to get rid of him. It's probably going to be more. I think the team is going to get hit harder. I think that initial suspension to what they gave down in Houston was severe. I thought it was too much.
I agree.
I'm looking to get this video stuff out of the game. They got to cut the you know what, okay, as far as the extent in which they're going to do it through the video game. It's not that hard to figure out. It's not that hard. Like the year before, when they gave the Red Sox, they probably should have given him a harsher penalty. You take the video room out of the dugout, for Christ's sakes. You put it up in the fifth floor in every single ballpark.
Yeah, could have a green light, red light down in the dugout.
So we're done.
Yeah.
You know, they don't do that. They leave it right there. These guys get busted. I could sit there and tell you, you know, till I'm blue in the face, that I don't think there's that big of an advantage in stealing signs from second base.
And by the way,
it's extremely difficult.
That's irrelevant at this point, though. I agree with you.
You can steal
it's
signs.
Irrelevant. It doesn't even matter anymore.
No, the commissioner admits, interesting, you can steal signs. The only thing you can't do is you can't use the electronics to actually gain an advantage to steal those signals.
So what? The monitor upstairs. Have they not announced that yet this year?
No. They haven't done that.
Video guys, upstairs. Jesus, what are we doing?
Well, you know what their killer was?
So how do we get rid of it? Move the video room, for Christ's sake.
Their killer was when they put this challenge system in, which, by the way, slowed the game down. They were trying to pick the game up, right, the pace of the game. It actually slowed the game down.
They put more cameras in the stadium.
And it caused this problem.
Yeah, more cameras in the
stadium.
Caused
this problem.
Because when I was playing, the only cameras we used were like Nessun's.
Yes.
That was it. The only camera fees we had.
Right.
We never run cameras shooting in on the catcher's crotch.
Yeah, the good old days, Lou.
Can I add?
We used to wear.
Can I add a couple? One more thing. Two
uniforms.
More things. So Brandon Todman, okay, he was already fired, as you mentioned.
Yep.
So his punishment, it says, based on his inappropriate conduct in the clubhouse on October 19th, 2019, Brandon Todman shall be ineligible to perform services on behalf of any major league club. So he was already fired. He, based on what happened. They're adding this to it. He can't work for anybody during the 2020 season.
Right, till the World Series.
Dombrowski has also been fired. And if we're talking about management and we're talking about, you know, suspending or punishing people for what happened in 2018, Dombrowski is part of that situation.
He will be suspended as well.
He will.
Okay, good. I was going to add.
But I don't think he cares because he's out of the game.
Right.
Fine. But
so he can take a year off, which he's probably planning on doing anyway.
Okay, so fine. So
can't do anything, by the way.
He beats the system. Because he wasn't going to do anything anyways. Doesn't mean he's not going to come back. The other issue is just to bring the players back into the equation. In this town, if you go back and look at what Mookie Betts did, what J.D. Martinez did, what Benintendi did in 2018, they were Mookie Betts and J.D. Martinez were both 50 points higher in their batting average. Benintendi 25 points higher compared to their 2019 stats. Are you telling me someone's not going to go up to those guys and say, hey, let's just, you know, forecast. Hey, your manager was fired. This guy, that guy,
everybody.
First
question this weekend at the Winter Carnival.
Did you use information?
How much did you benefit from it?
How much did you use it? You got to directly ask them. Oh, I'm not answering that. Why? Why won't you answer? Did you get information? Were you cheating?
Did you say the league is like not allowed anybody to talk about this?
Next question.
The league is, the Dodgers came out last night, made a statement and said that the league has told all major league teams that we cannot comment on the situation in Houston.
Players included?
Teams can't. I don't know if players can't, but teams cannot.
So to me, that is...
Teams cannot comment.
So you're going to be guilty just by abstaining from answering any questions?
Because the first question everybody was having, which is what Christian had yesterday, is everybody wanted to know what the Dodgers' reaction to this was, because they're really the team that got screwed.
Well, Bellinger made a statement the other day. He was pissed off about it. I don't know. I think, actually, I don't know if we had
that
it.
Was before,
that was a couple days before, before it even came out.
Yes.
This was like Sunday, over the weekend, whatever. He talked about it. That's just, I don't know what that is. That's MLB sitting there saying, we don't want to go down a deeper hole, if you ask me. Right? What are we going to have Mookie Betts being interviewed locally or something? He's going to be talking about, oh, yeah, I should do it all the time.
Well, you're going to do this.
Now people are going to come back and say, what are you going to do about this? The guy just admitted in using it.
But you can't do this forever.
Well, I'm just saying, this is the rabbit hole.
So
you can keep asking all these players, did you know? Yeah, I knew we used to do it all the time.
Right, well, Christian's
right. But apparently I'm protected because in the memo it says nothing about players. So you know what? I'll talk. That's going to make them look real bad. Right. So they tell everyone you can't speak about it, which is crap.
So if you look at this and you see that it was a player controlled, and that Cora was the mastermind in Houston, according to this report. Certainly, I don't see how you cannot see that in this report. And then Cora is the manager, and if Boston gets hit for doing it in 2018, though it's player-driven, where's it coming from? It's coming from Alex Cora. I'm sorry, if A.J. Hinch gets 1 year, Cora's going to get a lot more, and that's what the commissioner's setting him up for.
Yes.
And then who knows? Maybe it's a lifetime ban. They just have banned some guy's lifetime from Major League Baseball because of the whole computer situation. And by the way, I don't know if you read the restrictions for guys like A.J. Hinch. He can't go into a Major League ballpark. He can't go to spring training. He can't go to a game. He can't go to a minor league game, guys. He can't go anywhere with baseball. He is totally out of baseball. It's ballet 3 nights a week for him. He is out of the game entirely. All right, we get your reaction, your phone calls. It's coming up next.
Promise.
617. I always promise. 617-779-7937.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.